I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Thanks, Mariah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I have Tim Mungenast here. Do I say that okay, Tim?
You said it perfectly on the first try. Well, you've had me here before, but it was so long ago.
I've said your name, but I've said it many times, because yes. That's all we talk about over here, Tim Mungenast. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I always thought I was the Rodney Dangerfield of Boston rock, but it wasn't until I moved out to New York State that I realized I was wrong this whole time. There's still people who remember who the hell I am, and that's
sure.
Great, you know?
Like, why, you? Did Ryan know you, the DJ before me? I saw you were talking to him.
No, he just wanted to be a good, helpful guy, and he was, and blessings on him.
He was a Connecticut DJ at one point. I don't know his last name, but Ryan, he's good. He sounded great. He was filling in for something about the women.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show, too. I've caught some of that. They've had some really good acts on that show.
Right. I got a humming noise. I don't know what that is. That's probably you guys. That's probably your, that's okay.
It could be one of my stuff.
It might be the amp. So, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tim, from Boston?
Yeah, I spent 32 years here.
Right.
And then I moved to Albany last summer, you know, and I can't stay away. I keep coming back every few weeks.
That's where you live now. That's what you call home, Albany.
Yeah, Albania, I call it. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know, you live here from the '80s all the way through the teens, and
you're still a Bostonian.
Yeah. Although I never got used to how y'all drive. That's just
how y'all. Now you Southerner on me.
it's an affectation I slip in and out of.
Yeah.
I do not know why it just happens. I just
drove down to New York City and back. I went Thursday and was back Friday morning. I had a small part in a movie.
Tell us
extra,
about that.
Extra role. Role as an extra. It's a movie called, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Jao. It's John in Brazilian.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
Jao, Carlos, Martin.
Jean.
It's about a classical musician, and they had a scene that took place in 1969 Manhattan. So I got to be an extra in that. Hopefully you'll see me like in a bar scene.
Fabulous.
Hanging out talking to some people in a bar.
You were telling me about a movie you were in where
I'm in a bunch of stuff, but nobody sees them.
I'm in two movies that never made it, that did really good in the film festival circuit, but never made it into theaters, so...
Right. What I was going to say, though, it was a pleasant drive.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
So you're in a few things?
Yeah. I thought that afterwards. I'm like, that was easy. So now I'm going to, like, look at casting calls in New York. I mean, why not?
Why not?
You know? Drive down once a month and do something? That'd be cool.
I should do that, too. What the hell?
Let's all do it.
Yeah.
And you brought with you your friend?
Eric Dolman.
Eric Dolman. Hi, Eric.
Good afternoon.
He prefers no mic at the time, but that's cool. What are you guys got up? What are you up to? What are you going to do for us today?
Well, Eric and I, after the collapse of Tim World a couple of years ago.
That's your old band, Tim World.
Yes, formerly Tim Mungenast and his pre-existing conditions, psychedelic power trio.
If you have
trio.
Anything on CD, you can get me by those.
Yeah, I mean, you know? there's a bunch of that here. There should be a bunch of that here if I...
Well, try and dig it up. Okay. I've seen this. All right, I'll make sure it gets in the system. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, I had like four of them stuck in the back of my amp for just a note to all you musos out there. Always carry product.
Right.
Always.
Especially you can't come into a radio station. Some don't. And they have them. And they're like, oh, we forgot our CD. It's like, how could you forget your
CD?
But
it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I mean,
to forget it?
No, I mean, it's important, but it's a very easy thing to do. I mean, even incredibly smart guys like my buddy Eric.
Oh, I forget everything, yeah.
Eric has a great CD that just dropped, and I'm on 6 out of the 18 tunes, and it's called Glacier, and it's stupendous. It's an audio masterpiece. And I'm proud to have anything to do with it. It's just magnificent.
And Eric, you don't live far, so you said you're going to bring that to us soon.
Yeah, I'll drop it by. Just by off a train by here.
Yeah, and come on up, and we'll talk about it for a minute and play, and we'll spin something. All right, cool. What do you want to do today?
We're gonna make some. Make some good noise, some short improvised pieces. The first one...
This isn't necessarily a short one.
Well, okay. We'll see how long it goes. Basically, we start something, and then we use our judgment based on decades of doing this kind of thing, and end it when it seems like the good time to end it. Eric came up with the idea of doing... an avant-garde version of the Beatles song Blue Jay Way.
Beautiful.
So, and this is going to...
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
This is the first time we've done it.
All right.
So I'm all excited.
I don't think we can make it any weirder than the Beatles version.
We'll try.
Go for it.
It wasn't exactly I Hold Your Hand that they were doing.
I Want to Hold Your Man.
Okay, Rodney.
He's silly. Just got this thing working right here.
I don't mind. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great stuff. I tried to use my cloud. This one doesn't work. Oh, well.
Oh, you got one of those...
It's my audience in a box.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get me one of those.
I'll try and find the one that works. There's a couple of them around here.
That's fabulous.
What do you call that anyways, Tim? What?
Eric came up with the idea of doing a space version of the Beatles song Blue Jay Way, so that's what that was all about. So.
Okay, you need to give it a real title.
A real title?
The Blue Jay Our Way. Blue Jay Our Way.
I want to get sued by the Beatles. I
mean, that's a version of Blue Jay Way.
It's Blue Jay Way, the cover, I guess.
Yeah, but I like your idea, Blue Jay
Our Way,
which is a lot better than what I was going to come up with, which is the challenge of bovine intimacy.
That's pretty cool.
That's the next one, isn't it?
That's the next song.
I actually
to that one. I had a Wizard of Oz moment.
I have a Wizard of Oz moment right now. You sound like Oz, the Wizard.
I'm a very good man.
Job in a library. They have for various reasons.
This one's live.
What mic is he? Use that one.
Yeah, just use.
My day job is at a library, and for various reasons, we have a cardboard cow outside the library. And the other day, we had a gust of wind, and she did a 180, looked right at me, and then she
the cardboard
fell
cow.
Over. Then she fell over. It was beyond the Wizard of Oz, and then I brought her inside to the barn, and I thought she'd done her good deed.
It scared the piss out of you, or what?
No, it was beautiful.
We'll take care of you now, that. Mrs. Cow. We'll take care of
that,
you now.
Oh, now, scary cow.
I actually
scared of that. What's the name of the bovine, what?
Oh, Challenge of Bovine Intimacy. I actually offered that band when Kenny Seltzer was a great, great local musician.
Oh, yes.
Really good singer, really good guitar player, writes some really fine tunes.
Couple people say hi, by the way. Cal Kelly, Al Pachulis.
Oh, fabulous.
Pachuli.
Power and glory unto them as well.
Right.
But yeah, he... 10 years or so ago, he said, my guys and I were looking for a band name. You got any ideas? And I'm always good at coming up with colossal brain fart ideas like that. And so I threw it at him. And
I feel I'm a master of memes of sorts.
Yes.
Crash Course for the Ravers, the Ice Creepers, you know.
Yeah, that last one for the, you know, Blue Jay Our Way,
there you go.
That's
you can have that.
Useful. Yeah. Respect, sir.
Thank you.
He actually, instead of saying, Tim, are you off your meds again? He actually thought it was a great idea, but his bandmates wouldn't go for it. So, anyway.
The whole bovine thing?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and before I forget, I would like to say hello to my daughter, Jillian.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. She's staying with her mom this summer, and I'll say hi to her mom, too. Hello, Jill's mom.
Where would that be?
That's in Watertown.
Okay. Not far.
Hi, Jenny. Anyone else I want to give a shout out to? Michael Bloom. Hello, Michael Bloom. You are loved. Proudman. Hello, John Proudman. And, God, once I start that, there's going to be...
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone, in case I forgot.
What do you have next, Tim? Tom Munganest here.
Yeah, let's...
Bovine.
Get all bovine on us.
We're going to get bovine on you, because it's not always about the goats.
Right on.
How do you wish to start this one, Eric?
Cow power. How's your engine?
This one... We're going to give it a cow name of sorts, but it's all about trains because Eric and I are both dyed-in-the-wool railroad geeks.
All right. All aboard!
We good?
Great stuff. I love it.
Well, we're mighty glad you like it.
You guys should be like working for movies or something. That's like...
That would be great.
You know?
It's a thing that you might know a little bit of it. Another thing I...
If you're going to speak without a mic, it's going to be loud.
I'm actually...
There's a recent film done by a Romanian filmmaker that is... it's a film about... prehistoric cave bears.
Okay.
And I do music for this, and Tim is on a couple tracks.
So you are into film with it. That's great.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of different mixes of my last couple albums, Ripped Echo, and the newer one that Tim is on, Glacier.
Oh. Which is... Bring them on! Bring them on in. We're all freeform over here. I'll throw that right in rotation.
Lo-fo radio, gotta love it.
It's great stuff.
Yeah, there's also a movie called Reconvergence, which did really well on the film festival circuit, but never made it into theaters. But it's available for download on Amazon, and it's a documentary on some of the great thinkers of our day. And one of them happens to be a friend of mine. I may not be a genius, but I do count several geniuses among my friends. And this
including
guy,
me, right?
Including you, obviously. and so when I had a milestone birthday party, I invited him, and he says, "Just so you know, there's going to be a film crew with me. Do you mind?" I said, "Hell no, that's fine. I'm a ham. I love being on screen."
Yeah, so I wish I always had a film crew with me.
Damn straight. So, yeah, it turns out there's like a 3.5-minute thing where he's playing with me when we're jamming for my birthday party, and I'm smack dab in the middle of this movie, but in spite of that, it's a really good movie.
What's the name of Reconvergence? Yeah, I'll have to look for it. Can we see it? Like, is it on any of it on YouTube or anything?
The trailer's on YouTube. I think it's available on... I know it's available for download on Amazon and Google Chrome. And I got a link to see it free because after they forgot to put me on the credits, it's the least they could do is give me a free copy of the movie.
Right.
Pete. So anyway... Also, my friend Byron Livernois had a movie called Harrison McCauley is trying to kill me, and there are three of my songs on there. But again, it did great on the film festival circuit, but never made it into theaters.
Right.
So, I guess you could say, yeah, we've done some soundtrack work.
Well, I'll look for that too. Sounds good, man.
Yeah. What,
do you want to do anything else today? What's up?
We're gonna do a... We actually have Tim and I have a duo album. We don't have a title for it yet, that we recorded 2 years ago in September of 2014 in this abandoned railroad tunnel in Clinton, which is around 1,000 feet long with varying...
Sounded like you just walked out of one a second ago.
Yeah, so that's something that's that'll be coming out, and we'll have a normal album release thing, but I also if people...
What, this isn't a normal album?
Whoever wants to show up,
we'll
have an album release in the tunnel, and bring your own chairs and bring your own everything.
Oh, remind me of that.
We could call it the Tunnel Sessions. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward title for something recorded in a train tunnel.
That's
a
very cool title. I like it.
Yay! So what do you...
This is a new train song that we're going to do.
All right.
Okay.
Are you calling this anything, Tim Mungenest?
LSL, otherwise known as the Lake Shore Limited. It's a train that goes between Chicago and Boston, and otherwise known after Albany, or Albinio-E, as Tim calls it. It's called the Late for Shore Limited. After you get out of Albany. Amtrak passenger train.
Are you guys calling this team here? Are you calling yourself anything like Tim Mungenest something?
Right now, no. Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Wrong button. That's cool. What was it? What was it you were? What was that ghostly thing you were chanting, Eric?
Oh, I was just. Next stop's Schenectady, which is on the Lakeshore Limited route. I don't think there's a connection to Niagara Falls. Maybe there was a long time ago. Probably from Buffalo there is.
Right.
But it sounded good.
Yeah. Mince Falls, Schenectady.
There's probably some circuitous route you could get to Niagara Falls from Schenectady.
Schenectady. You said it fine, Alder, in the song.
Connecting at Schenectady. That's it.
Okay. Are you taking this act anywhere? Are you guys gonna play out at all, or what?
Well, once we have,
whenever possible.
I'm unfortunately Tim can't make it, but I have a vinyl release show at the Lily Pad Thursday, June 30th. It'll feature Rock Alum, Bob Moses, the great drummer, and Michael Knobloch, multi instrumentalist. Great trumpet player and all kinds of other instruments, Keiichi Hashimoto, and my friend and bandmate in Oddity, along with Michael Knobloch, who will be there as well. He's going to be doing a short set of this new mouthpiece, which can make low brass sound like didgeridoos. So it's called NU... mouthpieces.
That's cool.
It's a mouthpiece. NU.com.
A didgeridoo, that's one of those Australian instruments.
Yes, but in effect, with these mouthpieces, you can make a trombone or a tuba or other low brass instruments into chromatic didgeridoos, which is a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to hearing it live for the first
time. What's the difference between a chromatic didgeridoo and a regular didgeridoo?
Well, most didgeridoos, the original ones from Australia that I know.
I have one somewhere.
They play just one note. And
that's what I thought, right.
Eric Nugent, he built a three-note didgeridoo several years ago, and then he expanded it.
Would that have three tubes on it?
No, three notes.
Just big valves.
He's got giant valves on it.
The original one, I think it just had holes. But then he built, a few years ago, he built a prototype chromatic didgeridoo with the fingering technique is sort of similar to a bassoon or a baritone sax. But he found out recently, helping out my friend John Bailey's with building a prototype mouthpiece so he could sound like a didgeridoo, who's also going to be at the show, who's in Eric's company. The new mouthpiece.
So it will make a trumpet sound like it.
Not a trumpet, just low brass. But you can play chromatic notes, which means you can play C, C sharp, D.
I'm not huge on about knowing horn stuff. Okay. What do you mean by low? What is low brass?
Anything from trombone to tuba and sousaphone. Ah. So I'm really looking forward to being a guinea pig for a trumpet version of that.
That would be cool. Yeah.
So. We're going to just do one short one to end this. This one is dedicated to Sonny Chirac and Bill Dixon.
All right. It's Tim Mungenast and Eric Dolan?
Dolman.
Eric Dolman.
Dorman,
yeah. Is it Dorman?
D-A-H-L-M-A-N, Dolman.
Dolman.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
You've been
listening to the sweet sounds of Tim Mungenest and Eric Dolman. Is that D? I put his name in here too. Is it D O H L M A N? Is that right?
Close. D A H L M A N.
I had an O instead of H.
It's okay. Life is too long for only one name.
Oh, I want to get it right. I'm putting it in here for you, Eric. It's, I think you guys are a team here. D A H L.
Yeah. Like the guy who wrote.
Roald Dahl. I'm related to him.
Really?
Yes. He wrote that. He wrote James and the Giant Peach. He wrote
Big Friendly Giant.
Waltz and Matilda.
Yeah.
I'm related to that crazy mofo.
That's really cool. This guy who used to play guitar with me about 20 years ago, he's like third cousins with Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, cool.
And actually says that in real life...
The cook? The guy who yells?
Yeah, the guy who yells. He says in real life, the guy doesn't suffer fools gladly, but is nowhere near the a-hole that he...
Yeah, he comes across as an a-hole. I wouldn't want to work with him.
No, but I could see having a beer with him. That probably would be a lot of fun.
Sure. That sounded great, guys. I think that last song, Jimmy Page, was like trying the same stuff out with the Death Wish 2 soundtrack.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
I gotta go.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Eric.
I haven't heard that one. I've heard it was really good.
It was never released. Well, I don't think it was. But I've heard parts of it. You can probably find it on YouTube and stuff.
Herbie Hancock did the first one, right? Or am I
Death Wish?
I'm thinking about a different...
This is Charles Bronson back in the
70s. Yeah. There was a Bronson movie that Herbie Hancock did some of the music
for
in the early
70s.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound very Death Wish-ish.
No, but...
Herbie Hancock has a few more tunes than that.
I know. He was known for something before that.
It's a Quinn Martin production.
That's all I know by him, though. That was like...
You
played
more Herbie Hancock than you realize.
Okay, I'll listen for more of them.
By the way, any comparison with Page is most flattering, so... Blessings on
you
for
that. Maybe you haven't heard Death Wish 2, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't heard anything till you heard that.
So there. I want to hear the Lucifer Rising soundtrack.
That's what he called it, right?
Oh, no shit. Okay, so that's part... Yep. Sorry, FCC. Okay, sorry.
No problem. Just do it again. It's WMFO. That's who you send your bills to. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you, Tim Munganest.
Thank you, Brian.
Eric Dolman. Thank you very much.
It was great. There was